Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. The following is suitable for all audiences. I mean everybody. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones. You're listening to Cocoon from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. It is 9:30 on the dot. The show is brought to you by Organic OK, a philanthropist who is going around and trying to save this sorry planet. How? Well, you all should know this by now. I mean, where are you? The world is in a sort of turmoil, and he's going around there picking up garbage and helping the homeless, and basically making the system better. Oh, and check out singer Maya Harrison. She's got a website, really. Wait, please get involved with the cause. Call in. The number is 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Well, you should all know the story by now. I was living in McKinleyville. It was great for the longest time, but then when I became an adult, there were problems. No jobs available, no housing, whatever. Me and parents had a big falling out. I left with my backpack and the clothes on my back. I thought, you know, when you first lose everything, you know, when you're sort of house and home, and you're thinking, I'm homeless now, what am I going to do? Am I going to be one of them? How am I going to live like one of them? Could I honestly live like one of them? Could I? No, maybe me and Mom and Dad will patch things up. But before anything could happen, I found myself. Well, it's like this. I was walking in the woods in McKinleyville, no less. Now, I've been all over the world. But I'm telling you, right now, there's no place better than McKinleyville. Well, horses have the right of way. Yeah, I know it's a shameless plug, but come on. You gotta give me that one. I'm entitled. I happened to walk in the woods, and I came across a bunch of vagrant campers. The kind of people who basically live in a tent and cook food over a roaring fire. Not because it amused them to go camping, but because they have to. That's how they live. But these guys, I thought I knew everyone in town, but he wasn't from town. Organic, okay. He took me under his whim, dubbed me DJ Butterfly Feces, and said, I want you to join the cause, the fight. Save the world. Help the homeless. Pick up the filth and trash that's being thrown on our streets. Make it so the homeless are being taken care of. And in return, he was going to take care of me. I was going to travel with him. He was going to put up money for food and board. I thought, I'm in. I shook his hand. We're in business, he told me. I was hesitant. I don't know what these guys were really up to. He said he had this kind of money, but if he is, why is he living like this? He could be trying to tell me anything. I really shouldn't get in a car with a stranger, no matter how old you are. But what can I say? I was desperate. It was basically, so far we've been going all over, trying to basically help the homeless, help the system, the planet. We picked up garbage. We try to give homeless people stuff. We try to get them better accommodations, you know. Try to get them to reach out to each other and never gave them blankets, canned food. We did all of it. And for the longest time, we've been doing this specifically in Los Angeles. Now, you know, a lot of people were thrown on that street. L.A. homeless is different. It's a special kind of homeless, you know. It's different. It's L.A. I got to tell you something. If you're not actually seeing a Hollywood blockbuster, Los Angeles really has no personality. I take that back, man. They were downright evil. Now, see, once the invention of the housing pod had come aboard, you know this, the housing pod, a makeshift sort of shack of a home, a small little home, looks like a kid's clubhouse, for vagrants to live in. We were building them and trying to basically get them going all around. But guess what? the government was trying to shut us all down. That's right. They're trying to make the housing pod illegal. There was money spent to build these pods, and the government spent money they really shouldn't have trying to crush the whole idea. Why? Well, you know why. Now, real estate is probably the biggest business venture capital. Now, more than ever, there's a lot of stuff that's out there for free in the public domain. Much free, nobody makes money. But also, if we give all these homeless people pods, they're not necessarily homeless anymore. How are you going to get them to buy your houses? To top it all off, they sort of made it illegal for someone to sleep in their car. That was my original plan. Before I found out about the housing pod, I was thinking, let's get them all cars, some kind of vehicle on four wheels that's indoors. It's interior. Yeah. LA went out of its way to be absolutely evil. No, LA, I mean, you go out there for Hollywood, for the movie stars or whatever. No, they basically like to get behind causes. Surely one of them would have said something, but no one did. I think the problem is there's just too many dang people, and they're just trying to wipe them all out. The funny thing is, after all this is over, I went to Organic. I said, how can they do this? Dude, the organizer, they do whatever. Welcome to real life, man. We finally left L.A. You'll notice, if you've been following the show, we were there a long time. There's a lot about basically being homeless in L.A. Dude, tell me. Now, we did a lot of good, didn't we? We picked up the garbage. We got them all together. We got a few homeless shelters to expand and, you know, take in a few more people. We gave them makeovers. We helped. We helped, didn't we? Yeah, we helped. Yeah, that's true. We're going to go someplace else, man. Place very different. Thank God, where? I shouldn't have asked that. Where? He was so sick of what happened in L.A. himself, what they were doing out there. The homeless said he wanted to go to a place. He said this place was the opposite of L.A., and you know what? He was right. This is a place which had a lower homeless population. They were actually had better programs to help the homeless. There was a lot of people getting picked up off the streets. I was ecstatic. This is great. Where are we going? He smiled. We were headed to Chicago. That's right, Chicago. Dang, I mean, I heard so much about the Windy City. I thought, oh, man, it's going to be bad out there. Dude, what do you care? Okay, I'm paying for everything. Now, here's the thing. We're not going to be sleeping out there with them, okay? I'll get us a hotel room. That's what I've been doing. What's wrong with you? No, I get that part. It's just that it's going to be cold and freezing. Yeah, well, think about them. I am thinking about them. Yeah, exactly. That's why you got to help. I was perplexed, man. The Windy City. We're going to the Windy City early in the year. Now, look. I think basically every single homeless person should try to basically live in Southern America. You know, they should go down south like a bird during winter because that's where it's warm. You know? I mean, in Mexico, they might not even really be homeless so much. But, dude, I got to tell you something, man. Chicago, a city that snows, the Windy City. And we were going there early in the year. It was going to be a lot of snow and whatnot. And there was when we got there. I'm like, dang, we gotta do something. Oh, maybe we could shovel some of the snow. Somebody suggested we give them a look. Man, we're not little kids with a job. Man, we're not gonna shovel driveways or nothing. We're gonna help them out. Somebody helping them out. Like, get rid of some of the snow. No, man, that's all we're gonna do. Now, me personally, I was perplexed. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was nice that basically we had gotten out of L.A. because I grew to hate that place. L.A. has a way of making you hate it. You know? Just the attitude of it. In Chicago, they call it the second city, the friendly city. I know, and that's what it's become after the Prohibition War. And it's become a friendly city. But dang, I mean, it's going to be snowing. what's the plan? We're going to do what we've been doing. We're going to try and get them makeovers, cut their hair, their nails, they can brush their teeth. Give them some new clothes in place. We're going to help pick up garbage. We're going to maybe try the housing pot over here. You know, it ain't illegal over here. Think about that. He's right. These people are trying to help the homeless. I mean, Chicago has a whole system. They're trying to really rectify the homeless, get them off the street and whatnot. I think the colder the climate you live in, the more of a tragedy is if somebody has no place to stay. But dang. Dang is dang. I don't know. I don't know. What to do? What to do? What you do? All right, man, we're going to do everything, okay? Organic told me. Look at me. We're going to do everything, okay? Let's go out here. And our first stop was a place called Tent City. Yeah, Tent City. It sounds like some sporting goods store. Still outdoor tents, but really it's a place where the vagrants were all in tents. All the tents were lined up. And I noticed we weren't the only ones trying to help and save them. There were other people out there who were basically doing the same thing, doing everything, well, not quite everything we were doing, but they were doing some stuff even we never even thought of doing. I was like, why would we do even more like they are? Dude, because I only got so much money, okay? Okay, we want to give them a helping hand, make their lives better, whatever. We don't want to carry them. It's like I'm doing for you. You're not carrying me. Oh, really? Really? What have you done on this trip? I did everything. I picked up garbage. I talked to them. I fought. So, yeah, but you know what? You did all that because basically, if I hadn't done this for you, you'd be one of them in your own hometown. You'd have frozen to death in McKinleyville, too. You think your parents are going to take you back? I can't believe he said that, but he had a point. Ah, come on. I mean, he did save me. I went to each one of them and talked about the housing pod and how it was a great idea, and really, there should be more of them all over, particularly in Chicago. They should be, the pup tents were nice, but really, they should be in something with a solid little makeshift house. They all loved the idea. Tent City could become Pod City. And if it catches on here, it can catch on all over. Yeah. On top of it, I was getting excited. I went over and I said, thanks for bringing me here. But Wendy said, it shouldn't be cold, it was snowy, man. It was cold. Once again, we brought out this sterilized manicure, your nail set, and basically clipped their nails and brushed their teeth, whatever. And we had to basically find a way to basically make sure, how do we get them like a shower or something? Dude, I don't know. I'm not going to take it that far. I think I have to find that part. I'm going to help them, but you know, I'm not going to be a genie and say, you know, yes, master, I'm going to grant your every wish. That's probably you're getting whatever you want all the time. It's a problem with just having it handed to you. You become helpless like a baby. You can't take care of you. Supposed to take care of themselves and each other. That's right, but you got to take care of yourself first. You got it. He was right. He was right. Once again, I basically started picking up trash. I told everybody about the housing pod, the brilliant radical idea of the little makeshift house for them all to live in, and how we can get together and build them. A housing pod for everybody. None of them knew what they were. None of them had heard. It hadn't reached Chicago. It didn't reach Chicago. Chicago didn't know about it. It was a new idea. I remember there was one guy who was really, he was missing an eye. He said, what's your name? I told him my moniker is DJ Butterfly Feces. Stared at me with the one eye he had left. I'm a philanthropist. I'm going around trying to help the homeless and whatever. You guys got a place to stay? Yeah. He's taking care of everything. Yeah. Let's go over here to help you guys.
Good.
What do you want to do?
Die.
I cringed. Look, a lot of us know we're on the way out anyway. We're as good as dead. We know that. We're just enjoying the ride. Some of us don't have anything to basically hold on to. He's going to give up? Yeah, I've done everything. I've suffered. I just want it all to end. It's 9:45 here on the program. Cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Please, get involved. Call in. Let's hear what you have to say. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. This program is brought to you by Organic OK. I said, why do you want to die? He said, look at me. I'm out here. I can't do anything. I just want to go in peace. I don't know what else to say. I know a lot of people out here without means, and they want to drink themselves to death. I mean, I'm looking around at all this. Some were real fighters, you know, determined to keep us up for a live. Some were laughing and smiling, trying to enjoy life and whatever. And some really like they were on their last gasp, ready to just say goodnight. This was it. This was past it. I said, would you want a housing pod? Sounds good. What does it do? I explained it to him. I explained to him how in LA they had made them criminal. Yeah, they would. They want us all. They want more people to die. It's conspiracy here, people. People, I advise you to basically, everyone, write to your U.S. government. Make sure, bring back the housing pod. Okay? It's a necessity. Every vagrant pretty much have one. Everybody should have a roof and four walls around them. No matter what they've done. There has to be a way. Now, me personally, I found out that basically they call this place the Windy City. I mean, I've always known that. Chicago, the Windy City. What I'm told, me, oh, no, you don't understand. See, that got the name because of its politicians, the hot wind, not the weather. I looked at it, but the dang weather right now is very, very, it ain't just windy, it's freezing. Yeah, it is. We've been out here a long time. I saw families out there, man. I saw a wife still with their kids. Some of them still had pets. If there's ever a place for the housing pod to exist, this is it. People need a place to stay. People need a place. I said, all right, Organic. Look, I picked up I picked up trash like I always do. You know, like I'm a professional, and I've talked to people. But really, honestly, this ain't enough, brother.
What do you mean? What do you want?
I don't know, but something more, something bigger. I just kind of get the feeling, really, that these people need a little bit more than we're doing. Let's build some housing pods.
Oh, I don't know if we've got the space.
No, come on. We'll put up a couple of them right here in Tent City. We'll go all over.
Yeah, we're also going to try and basically, we'll do that. We're going to also try to get the homeless shelters to take a few more people in. The homeless shelters always want to know, want to make sure that they give you a place to stay. They give you more. They help you out. You're going to get a job. You're going to get your own place, start paying bills, and start walking the line. You know, because we need shelter. That's how they do it. What to do? We started work on the housing pods. Once again, I was only an apprentice. I was not Mr. Handy. I was not Mr. Fix-It. I had trouble basically putting that dang thing together. But you know what? I did it. Even in that cold, I was out there hustling and building a housing pod, a place for them to stay. Why? Because everyone should have one. Now, personally, I wanted to basically make sure that everybody had some kind of roof over their heads, whether they're living in a car or in a trailer or in a pod or under a tent or maybe a houseboat of some kind. Somebody has to have a place to stay. I don't know. I just don't know what to do. Me, I have spent many a waking hour asking myself, how am I going to get all this done? Now, here's the thing. I know basically with this show, it sounds like I'm repeating myself a lot, but you need to understand something. There's a reason. I know a lot of all this like sounds the same. That's a fact. But that's because the problem is bad like wherever. Wherever you go, whatever you do, whatever, this problem, it's an epidemic everywhere. Why did this have to happen? I basically encouraged some other people to help us. We'll all get together and we'll build a housing pod. And sure enough, we did. And you know what? In Chicago, people didn't try to stop us from doing it. You know, it was hard for us to find the materials, but Organic managed to pull that off. He said, we're building this thing ourselves together. Okay? We're going to make sure every single one of you is living just a little bit better. And once again, we weren't the only ones. We all got together and helped. When they asked me who I was, I told them I was someone that he picked up, someone he saved, and I'm out here doing his work, doing the Lord's work. I'm doing human work. They're all grateful. They all lined up to shake my hand, to hug me and whatever. Yeah, it was kind of gross. I got to be honest. Man, people who don't have a place to stay, the vagabonds, it left a smell, you know. But they were grateful. Went through in Chicago. I said, we stayed a little while longer and basically tried to make it very clear what we were doing. As always, the press was all over us. The housing pod was apparently becoming a very thing in America. And how Chicago was using it. There are a handful of pods in Chicago, but once again, and Organic didn't just say, well, okay, I'm going to basically use all the money I've got, all our money, to pretty much make sure everybody here has a pod. They take time to build, and even he doesn't make that much money. Lord knows what would happen next. What to do? What are we going to do next? We're going to do the same thing, except a different city. We're going to go all over doing this. We're going to go all over there, cleaning them up, and basically make sure they shack up, and you know all that. We're going to do all that. Aren't you paying attention? And we're going to basically make sure that they're living better. We're going to make sure they're living better. wanted to hug organic, but, well, once again, I was filthy. I shook his hand and said, thank you for taking me along on this trip. Thank you for this. Anytime. Thank you for following through. Thank you for not working my last nerve. You know, once in a while, I was curious. We built those pods. I wondered what it would be like to actually sleep in one. I really did. Come on, we built them, basically. And once again, organic has staying in motels. But I wondered, basically, how the people who are going through all this, how are they living? What's it like? I wanted a housing pod. I asked if I could have one. So, dude, I'll tell you what. Why don't I build you a housing pod? Why don't I build you one? You can stay here. You can stay out here with them. You're in a great mood. Now, okay, for those of you who pretty much are still fuzzy on this, a housing pod is basically a shack, almost mini home, where individuals have usually a bunk. There's a bunk bed usually, and some of them I heard actually they build homes like that underground too. They got those, but I don't think anybody wants that. Still, the housing pod was the greatest invention ever, and it was one that we were going to basically push to everybody we could. We found that in L.A. Thank you, Los Angeles. There was something decent in you after all. I mean, I just couldn't resist telling all the native Chicagoans, Chicagonites, Chicago folk, whatever you want to call them, that literally they criminalized this in Los Angeles. They wanted to make sure that not quite everybody would have a place to stay, that some would freeze to death. They spent a lot of money trying to kill this thing. Dang. We basically had one last meal. Organic bought everybody a soda. We all drank and pretty much just said good night. There we were, back on the road. I'm like, where are we headed now? Dude, stop asking. Like a little kid, are we there yet? I'll take care of that, okay? You just be quiet and ride the wave, okay? Just focus on what you need to do. Build those pods. Do all that other stuff. Pick up trash. I really wanted to zap him back, but I didn't. I thought, well, he was right. It's been good so far. Okay. It's 9:59. Thank you for listening to Kakuna from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. The one, the only. This show is brought to you by Organic OK, a philanthropist who's going around trying to save the world. A real-life modernized superhero with a huge superhero. Thank you for listening. Thank you.